Das kann so sein, dass ich über Kreis geschlagen habe, wie wir sagen, dass wir noch ein Daf ein Sein. Perek ha-Toyda hoise bo, Perek Shemini. Sagt der Heilige Mischof Psyata de Shmaya. The bread of a Toyda would come from flour in the amount of 5 Yerushalmi saw, which is 6 Midbar saw. This is the same as 2 Ephahs, because each Ephah is 3 saw. The 2 Ephahs have 20 sarin of flour, of which 10 were used to make chametz loaves, and 10 were used to make the matzah loaves. The 10 used to the chametz resulted in 1 sarin per chametz loaf. The other 10 were used for the matzahs, which were 3 types that were made for the Toyda, chalz, rekikin, and revuchin. And 10 loaves of each were made for matzah. The result is that there was 3 and 30 sarin of flour used for each type of matzah, which means that there were 3 matzahs made from each sarin. In the Yerushalmi measures, the 5 sarin were equal to 30 kav. 15 kav were used for the 10 chametz loaves, which resulting in 1.5 kav per loaf. The other 15 were used for the matzah loaves, which consisted of 10 per of the 3 types, chalz, rekikin, and revuchin, resulting in 5 kav used for each type, 2 matzahs for each kav. How do we know that Eifa is 3? So Rav Chisda said, the pasuk says, Ho Eifa habas toichen echad yihyeh. Means the Eifa and the Bas have the same amount. This teaches that the Bas is, just like the Bas is 3 so, the Eifa is also 3 so. How do we know that the Bas is 3 so? The pasuk says that the Bas is 1/10 of a core. We know the core is 30 so. Shmuel said, we are not allowed to increase the size of a measure by more than a sixth, nor the value of a coin by more than a sixth, and one who sells basic necessities should not profit by more than a sixth. Why can't measures be increased by more than a sixth? If it's to prevent inflation, then even increasing a sixth should be also as well. It can't be also to prevent the transaction from being subject to a no, because Rava said that anything sold by measure, weight, or number can be avoided even if it's less than the amount of a no. It can't be so that the merchant who mistakenly sold it at the old weight will only lose a sixth, which is the amount of his profit, and not lose any principle, because making no profit at all is itself considered to be a loss. Rather, Emphat the Gemara of Chisda said that Shmuel bases on a drush of a pasuk from which he learns 3 things. The mana of Hegdash was double the regular mana. We may increase measures by not more than 1/6, and the 1/6 is measured based on a new amount, not based on the original amount. Ravina said we see this from our Mishnah as well, because the Mishnah said that the breads of the Toida would come from flour in the amount of 5 Yerushalmi Sa, which is 6 Midbar Sa. We see that we may increase a measure by a 6 that is measured based on the new amount, not the original amount. Zok, the next Mishnah, for each of the 4 types of breads, the Kohen would take 1 of 10 as truma. As the pasuk says, "V'hikri menu echad mikol karban truma l'Hashem." Echad teaches that he should take the whole thing, not just a broken loaf. Mikol karban teaches that each type of bread must have the same number of loaves, and the kohen would not take an extra one of one type of bread instead of another type. And the kohen hazorik as dam hashlamim loyia teaches the remaining breads are eaten by the owners. Zok de gemar. Abrai says the pasuk of "V'hikri menu" teaches that the truma should come from all loaves when they're attached to each other, meaning when they're all in the same keli. Echad teaches that should not be a broken piece. Mikol karban teaches that should not take the truma from one type for another type. Truma l'Hashem teaches that this means that 1 of 10 bread should be taken, just like truma means 1 of 10 in regard to truma's meiser. Maybe we should instead say that just like truma regarding bikurim has no set amount, so too truma over here has no set amount. The Brisa says we compare it to truma's meiser, since it and the truma taken of the toida have no truma taken after this truma is taken, and we don't compare it to bikurim, which has truma taken from it from all the produce that ripens after the bikurim. Maybe we should compare it to bikurim, since the toida breads and the bikurim must be eaten in Yerushalayim, whereas truma's meiser can be eaten anywhere. To address this uncertainty, certainly the pasuk regarding Toida says Mimenu Teruma Lashem, and the pasuk regarding Trumas Maisa says Mimenu Teruma, which teaches the Gzeir Shava between the two. The Brisa continues, we now know that the Toida has 10 loaves of each type of bread, but we still don't know how much flour is used for each loaf. To teach this, we find the word Lechem used regarding the Toida and used regarding the Shteya Lechem. This teaches just like Shteya Lechem has an Isorin of flour per loaf, the same is true for the Toida Chalas. Maybe we should instead compare it to Lechem Aponim, where the pasuk also uses Lechem, says Lechem, and should say just like Lechem Aponim has 2 Isorin of flour per loaf, the same should be true for the Toida. It makes more sense to compare the Toida breads to the Shteya Lechem bread, since these breads are both brought as an accompaniment to a carbon and are brought as chametz, whereas the Lechem Aponim is not brought with a carbon and is not chametz. Maybe we should instead compare the Lechem Aponim, since the Toida breads and the Lechem Aponim breads, they may both be brought from produce of Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, and may be brought from new grain or old grain, where the Shteya Lechem may only be brought from new grain grown in Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk regarding Shteya Lechem uses the extra word Taviu, which teaches that any other chametz chalas that are brought should be of the same amount of flour, the Shteya Lechem, 1 Isarin per loaf. Maybe we should say that since a total of 2 Isarin are used for Shteya Lechem, the same should be for the Chametz Bread of the Toida. Pasuk says Tehiyena, which teaches that a total of 10 Isarin were used for the 10 Chametz Breads of the Toida. The Brisa continues, we now know that 10 Isarin were used for the Chametz Breads of the Toida. How do we know that 10 Isarin were used for the Matzah Loaves as well? Pasuk says Al Chalois Lechem Chametz, which teaches that whatever is brought for Chametz must also be brought for Matzah. The result is that there are 20 Isarin brought for the Toida, 10 used for the Chametz, and 10 used for all the other ones which are Matzah. The Brisa continues, we would say that just as there is one type of chametz loaf, there's also only one type of matzah loaf, and those matzah loaves should be made from 10 isarin. Pasuk therefore lists three types of matzahs: matzahs balulois, rekike matzahs, and soilus murbeches. The result is that 3 1/3 isarin for each type of matzah, and if each of the matzahs, and since there are 10 of each type, there are 3 matzahs per isarin of flour. The Braisa concludes that the result of all this is that there are 40 toida breads, 4 of them, meaning one of each type, is given to the kohen, and the remaining ones are eaten by the owners. Frek the Gemara, the Braisa said that the Vehikram Yemenu teaches that the Truma should come from all loaves when they're attached to each other. Based on this, we should say similarly that when the Pasuk regarding Achata says, V'eis kol chelba yor Yemenu, it means that the fat should be taken when attached. Attached to what? So the Gemara says, the Mitzakar of Chista said in the name of Avimi that it teaches that the meat should not be cut up until the Emrim are removed. For the acting where the Braisa said we learn from Truma written regarding Truma's Meiser. Why don't we instead learn from the word Truma written regarding the spoils of Midyan, where the amount of the Truma was only 1 of 500? Mar said we learn from Truma's Meiser because that's something that applies to all generations, as does a carbon Taida, and we're not going to learn from the case of Midyan, which does not apply to later generations. For the acting, why don't we instead learn from Truma with written regarding Chala? And for the Gemara, Mishmo to the Braisa said that by Truma's Meiser and by Taida, the Pasuk says, Mimenu Truma La Hashem, and by Chala it does not. Rava asked, if a non Kayan, a Zor, eats a Truma taken from the Taida breads, would he be subject to death b'dei shemayim for a mezid and chaimish for a shoigig or not? Since it's compared to Trumas Maisa, which say that he would be, or maybe the pasuk uses the exclusionary term of achimish yisoi, which teaches to exclude the truma of the toider breads. Teiku b'lep dashayla. In fact, the Braisa said that Tehiyena teaches a total of 10 yisarin were used for the 10 chametz breads of the toider. How is this learned from Tehiyena? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said the word is written with 2 yuds, one of which is extra, and therefore teaches yud is 10. There are 10 yisarins that are used. Maybe it refers to 10 of some other measurement. Rava said the pasuk discussing yisarins. The Braisa said that the pasuk of Al Chalis Lechem Chametz teaches that whatever is brought for Chametz must also be brought for Matzah. The amount used for the Chametz breads is itself learned through a Hekesh. How can we now teach further through a Hekesh? We learned that you can't have a Hekesh followed by a Hekesh. And for tomorrow, the Chametz breads are learned partly through their own pasuk and partly through a Hekesh. Therefore, it's not considered to be learned only through a Hekesh and therefore may teach further through another Hekesh. What about according to the view that even when something is learned partly through a Hekesh and partly through a pasuk, still you cannot learn further through a Hekesh? And for tomorrow, the amount used for the Chametz breads is learned from the words Taviu, not from a Hekesh. Therefore, it can be. They can even teach further through a Hekesh.